Rhonda Perry, and I'm the program director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center.
Well, Rhonda, we've been hearing about changes that are likely to be coming to the Postal Service and the cuts that they say they're going to have to make to try to remain solvent. If these changes do take place, how is that going to affect rural Missouri and all of rural America?
Well, I do think that the one thing that people don't often think about or understand is that these sort of cuts would definitely have an inordinate effect on rural Missouri, and I would say likely rural America, because a number of reasons. One of the things is that rural Missouri tends to be an older population than we have in urban areas. They tend to be less likely to communicate online or pay their bills online as a result of that. And also, we really have still a lack of access to affordable high-speed internet that enables people to even do online banking. And I think folks in rural areas also live further away than their intended destination for their mail. So it isn't like they can just, you know, go drop it off. They may live 15 miles from the nearest town. So I do think that there is an inordinate effect when you start closing post offices in rural areas. And another sort of interesting thing that I think people don't often think about is that veterans in rural areas who depend on the VA for their medical service are completely dependent upon the U.S. Postal Service for receiving all of their medications. And so unless folks are able to drive to Columbia or to really commute, I think that they are very much more dependent, particularly veterans who are depending on the VA for getting medicines by way of the mail. And I know that's one of the things that we have heard repeatedly from our farmer members that they were concerned about, was not only the ability to just pay bills and get mail, but also being able to get critical medications in a timely way.
Yes, and the proposal that I saw would change first-class mail to where you could not get it, you know, next day. It would take 2 to 3 days. So if a prescription were mailed, say, on a Friday, it wouldn't get there till, you know, quite a few days. So do you have any idea right now how many rural post offices would tentatively be affected by this?
I actually don't know. I mean, I do have that information, but I don't know it off the top of my head. But I do think it's quite a large number. Actually, my very own rural post office in Armstrong, Missouri is one of the ones that is closing. And we have heard from a number of people around this area that they're very concerned because of the issues of getting medications and being able to pay their bills, because really the nearest place that people could go is 15 miles away. And I think that's probably fairly typical, if not longer distances, for a number of rural Missourians.
Well, then how does an advocacy group like yours try to affect change in this way? The Postal Service is private. It's got some government connections, but, you know, it's not like going to Congress and saying, we want you to change a law.
Well, I think one of the things is it's just a bizarre entity in terms of being able to affect it. And I think one of the problems it has is the Postal Service operates as a private business, but it actually does have to abide by the rules of Congress, which includes the retirement fund and how they have to pay in advance. And I think that has created a good number of problems. But I did hear that had it not been for the retirement fund requirement of paying in advance, that the U.S. Postal Service would have actually broken even over the last 3 out of 4 years, even with this downturn in the number of people who are sending regular mail. So I do think that folks need to be making contact with their representatives and their senators about this issue, because it is a very particular issue that definitely has an inordinate effect on rural areas, And I think if folks are not making their voices heard about this, I think that it really has the potential to do some damage, particularly for seniors in rural areas. So I hope that folks who are concerned certainly will weigh in on this issue. And I know that we at the Missouri Rural Crisis Center are certainly hearing from a fairly large number of folks who are greatly concerned about their post office closing. If it's not on the list now, that it will be in the near future. And so I think there definitely is the concern out here. And I think this is one issue where policymakers really should weigh in on behalf of rural Missouri and rural America, for that matter.
Okay. And those areas that you were describing that still lack access to broadband internet, if those areas were to have postal service shut down or at least, you know, moved farther away, that would be just a double whammy.
It really would. I think that we really are faced with a situation that I think folks in more urban areas really don't realize that we would be severely lacking in communication and our ability in many rural areas to be able to pay bills and communicate with others, given the lack of affordable access to broadband and also the lack of mail service that we could be faced with. And I think it is a very serious issue for farmers, for rural families, and really particularly for senior citizens who often don't have the ability to travel and to connect in other ways. And I think this is an important issue that we should really be paying attention to and weighing in on.